how much you use your gifts and talents to serve God and His people today or in the future. Hey there, I'm Andrew Stevens, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One of the things that I love about studying history is we can learn from examples from other people going through different experiences. And today's devotion is going to take a look at a really interesting figure in history. This one was written by Andy Potter and is called Susanna Wesley's Daily Faithfulness. Do you want to serve God with your life but have questions about what that looks like? If so, you may be encouraged to learn about Susanna Wesley. She never published books or held a formal leadership position, but her daily work inspired and guided those around her and contributed to the growth of two prominent spiritual leaders and also helped spur on an entire revival movement. Susanna lived in England in the late 1600s. At age 19, she married a minister named Samuel Wesley. They had 19 children, but 9 of them died young. They also had very little money and many large debts, and their house burned down 2 different times. Despite these hardships, Susanna always worked hard to educate her sons and daughters. She wanted to ensure they would all know not only how to read and write, but also how to love and serve the Lord. She wanted them to know the gospel, to rest in the knowledge of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and to let that knowledge transform every area of their lives. Susanna's children studied for 6 hours a day from the age of 5. Each night, she took one of her children aside for private discussions to encourage her spiritual growth. In a letter to her husband, Susanna wrote, "I cannot but look upon every soul you leave under my charge as a talent committed to me under a trust." She saw the value in each of her children and devoted much time and energy to their upbringing. Susanna also took seriously her own relationship with God, setting aside time to read the Bible and pray alone with her kitchen apron over her head. As her children grew up, God worked in their lives in amazing ways. Her son John became a theologian and evangelist. Another son, Charles, wrote thousands of hymns. Churches still sing many of Charles' hymns today, such as "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus" and "Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing." John and Charles Wesley also led a revival movement. If you feel discouraged about your ability to serve God, remember Susanna Wesley. You can serve with whatever talent you have, wherever you are, right now. So let's talk about this. What are some questions going through your mind right now? Take a look at and list some things you love to do or are especially good at. How much you use those gifts to serve God and His people, today or in the future? Who's someone in your daily life, such as a classmate, coworker, or family member, who you could encourage or pray for today? As you and I can read in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through Him." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Colossians chapter 3, especially verses 16 and 17, including that verse we just read, as well as 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 through 11, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. How would you like to write for Unlocked, just like Andy did for our devotion today? If you're interested, check out our writer's guidelines at unlocked.org. Also, be sure to check back tomorrow, because you and I are going to take a look at what to do when it's all too much. But until then, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.